happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed. Tune in to Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD, and join the conversation about how to heal our broken system to reverse our current health crisis. The entire world is looking for answers, and the truth is hidden in plain sight. Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, when you can call in and ask the questions that matter most to you.
And we're live. And we're live.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Milen Ryobe, and this is Awakened Wellness. We're going on an eye-opening, mind-expanding adventure into disease prevention and wellness, as we do every first and third Wednesday live here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. And so today's topic is why the millennial generation is projected to be the sickest generation to date. Millennials, for some reason, have always been near and dear to my heart because I feel like a millennial. I am a Gen Xer, but I've always had an affinity towards that generation. And as I wrote my book, Faith, I actually spoke directly to millennials because they share my passion for holistic medicine. And so when we look at the millennial generation, they are those born between 1981 and 1996. And what we're finding out about them is not only are they the largest generation in terms of numbers of people, they are also the most health conscious generation on record. And they are the most interested in holistic medicine. And so, of course, they're near and dear to my heart for that reason. And they are also the most well-educated and well-read generation when compared to the baby boomers, Gen Xers that have come before them. And so a lot of what I say in my book, Faith, is geared towards millennials because they are the generation that I believe will transform healthcare. Gen X, which is my generation, is actually the healthiest of all the generations for some reason. We're not quite sure why. But when you compare us to baby boomers and now, unfortunately, millennials, we're actually healthier, even though we're older than millennials. And what's happening is Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is a huge insurance company, put out a report on millennials. And it's called The Economic Consequences of Millennial Health. Here it is. And it was just released in November of 2019. And what they did, I'm assuming they did this report so that they could project healthcare costs and what their premiums should be in the coming years. But they are projecting, based on studies that they collected to do this executive summary, that millennials are going to see mortality that's 40% higher than Gen Xers of the same age. And that is beyond alarming, right? 40% more death than when Gen Xers were their age. So the older millennials, the ones born in the early 1980s, are already beginning to get diseases that people shouldn't get until they're 50 and 60 years old. So they have a high burden of high blood pressure, diabetes, mental health issues as well. And it's catching up to them sooner than it did Generation X. So when Generation X was in their 40s, they didn't have this burden of disease that we're seeing that the millennials have. And so, you know, this is a great report in terms of statistics, but it offers no particular reasons why. In fact, it's a call to action they're practically asking for help, right? In trying to figure out why millennials are so unhealthy, when they are the most health conscious, when they are willing to spend the most on their health, when they're the most well-educated and most well-read, right? So we know why in the field of integrative medicine. It's because that our healthcare system is not preventing disease, right? I say this all the time, you cannot outspend disease. And when you have a paradigm that is designed only to diagnose and treat disease, so our healthcare paradigm here in the United States is we wait for you to have a disease and then we treat it. So if that's the paradigm, you're going to get more and more diseases, right? Because we have more and more toxins in the atmosphere, we have more and more stress. We have all the factors that cause disease, but we have nothing in place to prevent disease. And so, of course, you know, do that math. It's easy, right? More and more diseases will happen. And that's what we're seeing. And then we also had the very alarming New England Journal of Medicine report from Harvard University that came out in 2005 that said, oh, but wait, Generation Z is going to be even sicker. And so the generation that comes after the millennials being Generation Y, is Generation Z. So they are the kids, you know, that were born after 1996 until, I can't remember, I think it was 2010. They are projected to be even sicker than the millennial generation. And everyone's scratching their heads, well, how is that possible? Well, it's possible when you have a healthcare system that is fertile for disease. And you have an environment that is fertile for disease, which is what we have. We have the perfect storm for diseases here in the United States. And people will argue that, oh, but we've made so many advances. You know, we've improved death from heart attacks by 50%. We've increased our life expectancy by 30 years over the last 50 years. You know, and so people will tout a lot of these statistics and I'll say, yeah, that's true. But if you compare us to the rest of the world, you will see that we are way behind, right? So there is an organization that does compare us to the rest of the world, unlike our Centers for Disease Control. So the CDC is not involved with the rest of the world. It is concerned with American health here. And so it collects statistics on US healthcare. And if you compare our gains over the last 50 years, we look pretty good until you compare us to the rest of the world, right? So if you compare us to the rest of the world, which is what the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development does, you will see that we're pretty much at the bottom of the barrel in almost every category. And so they put out this report in January of 2020. So this is all pre-COVID, just to be very clear, right? This report that came out about our millennials is from November of 2019. So this doesn't really take COVID into consideration. And then we have this report from January of 2020, again, before COVID really hit. And this is from an organization called the OACD, which is, I guess, a little bit like the World Health Organization in that it is an independent organization. 36 of the richest countries in the world are part of this organization. They are member countries. And what this organization does is it independently looks at statistics across the globe in order to assist in improving healthcare outcomes, in improving economic outcomes and policy throughout the world. And so they released this report in January 2020, and it's titled U.S. Healthcare from a Global Perspective 2019, Higher Spending, Worse Outcomes, with a question mark. And if you look through this report, you'll see here suicide rates are the highest in the United States. Now, again, remember, they are comparing us to somewhere between 11 to 20 of the richest countries in the world. So not all 36 countries are looked at for every statistic. It depends on how easy those statistics are to obtain. And so of the top 11 richest countries in the world, we have the highest suicide rates here in the United States. Of the top Let me see how many countries. I think this one's 11 as well. Top 11 richest countries in the world, on the planet, US adults have the highest chronic disease burden. And again, the US has the highest obesity rate. It goes on. Bear with me. Okay, it says we visit doctors less frequently and we have fewer physicians than the rest of the world, which means we should spend less on healthcare, right? But we happen to spend more on healthcare. And here, the US has among the highest hospitalization rates from preventable causes like diabetes and high blood pressure. And again, this is the top 11 to 20 richest countries in the world. We're always at the bottom of the barrel. It goes on, right? It says here, here's a plus for us. The US has the highest average 5-year survival rate for breast cancer, but the lowest for cervical cancer, right? Cervical cancer is probably one of the most preventable things. We have a vaccine for it. We have treatments for it. We have pap smears for it, but yet we have the lowest outcomes. How is that possible? It goes on. The US has the highest rate of avoidable deaths. Again, of the top 11 to 20 richest countries in the world. And here, this one was the kicker. The United States has the lowest life expectancy of the top, 11 richest countries in the world. So yeah, when we look at ourselves in a vacuum, we look pretty good. But when we look at ourselves across the globe, we don't have a lot to smile about. And it's a complex situation, right? We know that it's not just our healthcare system. It's our entire culture. We have the most toxins of any country in the world, of the richest countries. I'm not talking about developing countries that don't have regulations and such. I'm talking the richest countries in the world. We have the most toxins, right? We ended last podcast with, there was a report by the Environmental Working Group, which is another independent organization that looks at, they're kind of, you know, like watchdogs, we'll call them. And what they noted is that in the United States, we have 1,300 toxins in just our makeup that is banned in other countries in the world. And so, you know, these are the reasons that our millennials now are paying the consequences, and our Generation Z, the even younger children, are paying those consequences. And so that's part of the reason millennials are so sick, right? Is because they have more time in this toxic environment. When Generation X came along, we didn't have as many chemicals in the environment as we do today. And so we have been swimming in the cesspool a lot less than the millennials, than Generation Y. And then Generation Z will be swimming in even more toxins for a longer period of time as they move through the environment. And so this is in short why, as newer generations are born, they are going to get sicker. And this is the reason why we have already begun to see that our life expectancy is dropping. And it's not because of COVID, right? So this statistic that the United States has the lowest life expectancy was before COVID, right? If I can find it here. So this report was from January 2020. So these are pre-COVID statistics. So our life expectancy had already begun to drop before COVID. And so, again, the answer, the question is, well, what do we do, right? So we have this report that says, you know, mayday, mayday, our health expenditures are going up by a third. We thought baby boomers were going to bankrupt us, right? And so now we're seeing, no, it gets worse with each generation because we're not improving anything. And so what's the answer, right? Well, the answer is in plain sight, really. Is it to remove all the toxins from the atmosphere? Yeah, that would be nice. But that's not happening anytime soon, right? We see all the gridlock in Washington, D.C. We see that, you know, no one's really interested in doing anything there. And so it's up to people, right? It's up to us as individuals. So it is an era of personal responsibility coming up, right? We're beginning to understand, again, that, you know, government agencies don't really have our interests in mind. Large corporations don't really have our interests in mind. And so we have to have our own interests in mind, right? And so the reason millennials are such an important generation is because they're huge. They're the largest generation. They're the most tech savvy generation. And they are the most well-read and educated generation. So wherever they go is where the economy goes. And right now they're heading south with their health. And so the economy will head south with them. So what's the answer, right? It's in plain sight. So in 2014, the American Board of Physician Specialties accepted the field of integrative medicine as a formal medical specialty. And, you didn't hear about it on the news. It wasn't, it was just kind of very quietly put out there. But it's monumental. It is a monumental step in healthcare in general. I found an article the other day where they're trying to figure out how to incorporate integrative medicine. But the problem that they're having is they want to squeeze integrative medicine in between other places and try and make it make a square peg fit into a round hole, and that's just not going to work, right? The solution is to create a system of medicine that is solely integrative medicine. And I always say this, I say that integrative medicine must become primary care. It must become the first point of contact that an individual has with the healthcare system. We will not change the existing healthcare system. It is not designed to prevent disease. So you can't change that. Just like you can't change your car into a puppy. It's not designed to be a puppy, right? And so we understand I can't change my car into a puppy. I have to go get a puppy. And so it's very similar here. We cannot change the existing healthcare system, which is to diagnose and treat disease, into a preventive healthcare system. Now, not for lack of trying, right? We try, but the problem is, again, you can't fit a square peg into a round hole. We just don't have the tools in the allopathic regular medical system to make it preventive. Integrative medicine is all about prevention. In fact, that's really all it does. It looks at the causes of symptoms to prevent disease, and it treats those causes naturally, looking at the mind, body, and spirit. And so it's a very vast topic. And so the only way to really kind of wrap your mind around it is to study it, right? To know about it, to become a student of it, which is why I wrote my book, Faith. It is basically a roadmap to understand how the body actually works. You can't participate as a healthcare consumer without understanding at least the very basics of how the body works, how the cells work, and how you keep them healthy or how they go off the rails and make you sick, right? So this book was written with millennials in mind, actually. Of course, anyone can read the book and gain from it, but it's an actionable book. It's basically A to Z, nuts and bolts of how your body works, how it continues to work if you do what needs to be done for the body to work, and how it breaks down if you're not aware of what needs to be done. And so it helps people to avoid the minefield that is our existing healthcare system, to avoid the pitfalls. For example, not taking antibiotics for the common cold, exposing yourself to toxins unnecessarily. And then it helps you understand integrative medicine itself. Like, what is it? How can it help me? How can I participate in it? And what can I do on a day-to-day basis to integrate the system of medicine into my life? So I developed Faith the Workshops as a means of making this book actionable. The last two chapters are really essentially about steps you can take to prevent disease, or if you happen to already have an existing disease, how you can make it better, and how you can actually feel better and prevent other diseases from taking hold. And so 2022 is going to be a big year. We're launching Faith the Workshops. So when we come back from this first commercial break, we'll talk about millennials and how we can help them, or how they can help themselves, really, because my job is to empower people to make the right healthcare decisions for themselves while avoiding the pitfalls of a sick care system so that they can prevent diseases and be well. So thank you for listening. We'll be right back here live on Awakened Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Milena Ryobe. We'll be right back.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, when you can call in and ask Dr. Milen the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit RIOBEintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every Thursday and Friday, 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom weaved through his delightful stories. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book, have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Sit and read in the garden, explore the woodland trails, or try a daily yoga or meditation class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Dog Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back.
Thank you, Rachel. We had some questions come up while we were on break. My grandson doesn't even have insurance. He doesn't think he needs it or can afford it. Anything special I can tell him to do to stay healthy? Yes, I would say to invest in seeing an integrative medical doctor. It's a new field of medicine accepted by the American board. So you can have an official board certification in integrative medicine, which is really a holistic preventive system of medicine. So if he wants to save money in the long run, investing now is important. So when people are young is when they really need to stay healthy, right? You don't wait till you get sick to go try and figure out how to get yourself out of that ditch. You start early. In fact, I have ideas about a healthcare system where integrative medicine would be the principal system in that. And people would invest in themselves and use that money kind of like a health savings account to pay for integrative care. So you could pay for your gym membership with it, get acupuncture with it, see your nutritionist with it, have your integrative physical exam with it, do testing with it. What's genius about the insurance industry and what they've done that has made them record profits decade after decade is they understand the magic of compounding money. And so they understand when you give them insurance premiums, they get to keep the change. So what they do is they invest your change in their own accounts, and that money stays in their account year after year. It disappears from your account year after year. So every year your account goes down by more and more while theirs goes up by more and more. And they're investing your money that now is their money. And that money stays with them and it compounds interest year over year. So if we eliminate the middleman and we do that for ourselves, we keep our own money and that accumulates over time. It's kind of like a whole life insurance policy. You know, you invest monthly and that money stays and it compounds over time, right? And compounding is really important. It's not that it adds up. It starts to multiply after a while. So it's like magic money. You know, I would encourage anyone who doesn't understand what compounding is to look it up and to see how much money people can make. You can really actually build wealth this way. And this is why the insurance industry has made so much money. But what if we did that for ourselves? So what if while we're young and we're not sick and we're really healthy, we did that for ourselves? And so you'd have to have some form of insurance, right? I don't recommend people have no insurance, but you don't need a regular insurance policy. You can get a catastrophic plan. And a catastrophic plan is if something happens, you know, God forbid, you get sick, you have a car accident, then you have insurance, but it's at a much lower cost than regular insurance. And so the rest of the money you would invest in regular insurance, you invest in yourself. And that money, eventually, it'll pay for itself, right? Your healthcare will begin to pay for itself if you keep yourself healthy. And the only way you're going to keep yourself healthy is if you take care of yourself. You can't take care of yourself if you don't know how, right? And that leads to the second question, or the comment, I should say, that says here, I'm not one of those statistics you quoted. I'm at the gym every day. I watch my diet and I play hard. Well, just this week, I walked into the gym and I saw someone I hadn't seen in about a year. Bodybuilder, phenomenal shape. He almost died of COVID. Phenomenal shape. I mean, the guy works out constantly, watches everything he puts in his mouth. You would think he was the epitome of health, but he almost died. He was in the hospital for months. And so just because you're working out and eating doesn't mean you're healthy. And again, we have to always remember it's not the same. We're not playing the same game anymore. We're not on the same planet anymore. You know, yes, the sky still looks blue when we look up there. The air still looks clear. The water still looks clean. But when we look at it with a microscope, it's filthy. It's got a bunch of toxins in it and garbage in it. And we're inhaling that all day. We're eating it all day. It's coming through our pores all day. And so if all we're doing is eating right and exercising, we're almost guaranteed to get sick. And that's what's happening to millennials, right? They eat well, they watch what they eat, they work out, they're very health conscious, and yet they're getting sick. The reason they're getting sick is because on the inside, they are not healthy. It's not enough to just work out and eat right anymore. You know, the rules of the game have completely changed on toxic earth. And so I hope that helped. Those are excellent questions and comments as always. Thank you. Let's see. Question, could global warming be the culprit allowing ancient toxins free and hot days are not healthy, brighter sun? I don't know that global warming is a culprit. I think the toxins are the culprit. And we have to, again, separate global warming from toxins because they're not the same. Global warming happens, whether human beings are on the planet or not. The Earth has been undergoing cycles of global warming and cooling, right? We've all seen the evidence of the ice ages. Well, the opposite also happens where it warms and everything melts. And so that cycle is natural. It happens. What we're doing right now is with all of the chemicals, and we don't even know how many chemicals there are. You know, there might the estimates are about 80,000, but we actually don't know. And that was another alarming study I read the other day, is there was a conference on this about toxins. We have no idea how many toxins are in the atmosphere. But the list goes on and on and on. And we haven't studied even a fraction of these toxins. And the reason I know they're not safe is because they're all artificial. They're all synthetic. We're not robots. We don't live in an artificial environment. We are not designed to live in an artificial environment. So when things are being introduced into our bodies that are artificial, we can guarantee there will be problems. The body is very tightly regulated, and it evolved in an environment that was suited for it. You know, apples are not synthetic. You know, even the meat that's roaming free is not synthetic. The vegetables growing out of the ground that nature makes, not synthetic. There is really nothing synthetic in our atmosphere when we evolved. And so when we start to introduce synthetic or artificial things into an atmosphere, we can expect bad things to happen. I mean, that's just physiology. We can go back in physiology textbooks written 100 plus years ago. And it's just basic physiology, basic biology, basic chemistry. The body works the way it works. If you alter that path by introducing a bunch of chemicals, you will get sick. There's no question. And that's what we're doing today. That was not happening the last time there was global warming. And so the concern is we've altered, again, the rules of the game. So we can't expect the usual global warming and cooling cycle to happen because we've, you know, completely gone off the deep end and we don't know how the story is going to end. So that's the concern. And I think that's the real culprit. Question, integrative medicine. I hear you say that a lot. I don't really understand the term. Yes. So integrative, and it's integrative, T-I-V-E, medicine, is a new system of medicine. It is holistic in its nature, and it combines mind, body, and spirit. So it combines our regular medicine with other systems of medicine. So for example, Chinese medicine or Ayurveda, which are energy-based systems, which are very holistic. They look at, they diagnose the root causes of symptoms. In order to prevent diseases. So they are distinctly different from our regular medicine. Here, our regular medicine in the United States is that we diagnose diseases to treat. In integrative medicine, we are looking at the root causes of symptoms before they become diseases in order to resolve the symptoms naturally with nutrition, supplements, might be breathing techniques, yoga, herbs, supplements, different things, acupuncture. All of that falls under the umbrella of integrative medicine. chiropractic will fall into under the umbrella of integrative medicine, as will functional medicine. So more people have heard of the term functional medicine than integrative medicine, but integrative medicine is the formal medical term. So if you're looking for a board certified integrative medical doctor, that's who you would look for. And it's not internal medicine. So I always have to make that distinction. Internal medicine is a doctor who diagnoses and treats disease. So that's currently in the United States who we use as our primary care physician. So when you go get your physical, your mammograms, have your colonoscopy done, the person writing those prescriptions and doing your physical and doing your blood work is usually an internal medicine doctor or a family medicine doctor. They are distinctly different from integrative medicine. So integrative medicine is more holistic, looking at root causes of symptoms to prevent disease. And if you happen to have a disease already, it looks at the root causes of your disease in order to treat that naturally, in order to improve your condition and prevent other diseases from occurring. So that's a great question. It's so new, right? That's why we have to take so much time to explain what it is, and nobody's really heard of this system, but it's been around now for 7 years. I was board certified in it in 2017. So I personally have a double board certification. I am a board certified OBGYN since 2003, and I'm also board certified in integrative medicine since 2017. So thank you for that question. It's great. Question, my grandpa says, I would be better off not going to the doctor. Is there any truth there? No, there's no truth there. I would suggest you go to the right doctor. So again, if you're fairly healthy, I would suggest you see an integrative medical doctor for your physical once a year in order to help you prevent diseases. And again, an integrative medical doctor is a medical doctor. So they went to medical school, just like your cardiologist, just like your endocrinologist who manages your diabetes, or, you know, your neurologist that manages your nerve problems. Same level of education. It's simply that in integrative medicine, we do additional training in functional medicine. For me, I studied traditional Chinese medicine for 5 years over and above what I did for regular medical school and OBGYN. And then I also studied functional medicine, which qualified me to take the board exam in 2017. I would never suggest people not see a doctor. What I would suggest is if you're fairly healthy, even if you're not healthy, honestly, seeing an integrative, a board certified integrative medical doctor once a year will help you get healthier if you're not healthy, and it will help you stay healthy, if you are healthy. And that's the key. If we don't capture the healthy people in our society and keep them healthy, this will continue to snowball. So that's why it's important to introduce integrative medicine to younger and younger generations, because they're the ones who need it the most. And as a country, that's what we need the most, right? We need to stop this avalanche of disease that we're seeing. People are screaming about 800,000 people dying of COVID, which is a horrible tragedy. However, every single year, almost 700,000 people drop dead of a heart attack, and another 690,000 or so die of cancer. And yet we're not running in the streets, rioting about that. But for some reason, COVID got to us. So I would suggest we need to look at this, much more broadly than just COVID. And we don't want to lose any lives. But when we watch 1.2, 1.3 million people die every single year of heart attacks and cancer, and we just sit idly by and we just shrug our shoulders, but when 800,000 die of COVID, all of a sudden it's an emergency. I don't understand that. We should be alarmed that as the richest country that has ever been on the planet, we're the sickest when you compare us to the top 20 richest in the world, right? And we happen to spend the most. Something's wrong, right? So thank you for that question. That's awesome. I filter my water. I buy organic food. After hearing you talk about the blue skies? Should I wear a mask? How do I protect myself from air toxins? So here's the beauty of integrative medicine, right? It's designed to do that. That's its very function. So our bodies are smart. So we're very blessed to have this miraculous machine that our spirits get to run around in on this planet, because it's very adaptable. You know, so we can be exposed to toxins for quite some time and just keep going and not even notice. It will catch up to us eventually, though. But in the meanwhile, if we take action, right, if we are on the right vitamins and minerals, if we're eating the right food. And so a lot of times when people say, well, I watch what I eat, but I still don't feel well, or I watch what I eat, but I almost died of COVID, I tell them, you have a gut problem. You have an issue with your gastrointestinal system, without question. And so toxins will destroy the gastrointestinal system's function, because that's our first line of defense. Anything that goes in our mouth, the first line of defense is our gut, and it will get damaged by exposure to all these toxins. So the first thing to do is to make sure you don't have a gut issue, right? You have to make sure that if you have heartburn, if you have bloating, if you have loose stools, if you have constipation, nausea, you have a gut problem, and that needs to go get corrected. By, again, a board-certified integrative medical doctor. You need to make sure you're absorbing your food, and it's through the gastrointestinal system that you get all your vitamins and minerals and everything from your food. So in order to fight pollutants, you have to be able to get the nutrition into the body, into the cells, so the cells can get rid of the toxins. So we have to get to our next commercial break. These are awesome questions, and on the tail end of this commercial break, we'll address the rest of them. Thank you so much. You're listening to Awakened Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Milena Ryobe, and we will be right back.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, when you can call in and ask Dr. Milen the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit RIOBEintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods. Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canovas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back. And we're back.
Thank you, Rachel. All right, so we have one more comment here. It says, thank you for the last live show when you described putting a square peg into a round hole. We do that a lot, right? How medications fill the gap, but isn't a good fit. And again, funny you should say that is because I was reading another study just this week from Harvard University. So this is a blog. It's not really a study, but they looked at studies and wrote this blog. So it's a Harvard University publication. It's by the Edmund Safra Center for Ethics of Harvard University. And it says here, new prescription drugs, a major health risk with few offsetting advantages. And so here they showed out of about 200 new drugs, 918 of them showed little or no improvement out of 1,000 new drugs. 918 showed little or no improvement over older drugs. So because the pharmaceutical industry is having such a difficult time putting out new medications, what they're doing is they're repurposing old ones. And so in order to put out a new drug, they have to alter and play chemists a little bit. Again, these are all artificial ingredients. And so they have to create new artificial ingredients, right? A newer diabetes drug, a newer high blood pressure drug, a newer heart drug. And what this professor at Harvard University discovered when he looked at the literature is they don't do any better than the old drug. They just get to be sold for more money. And so again, he was also quoting here 2.74 million serious, he called them, adverse drug reactions from new medications. And that's a lot. New medications are responsible for 1.9 million hospitalizations a year. So I've always been an advocate of old medications, right? My dad's on a blood thinner Xarelto, and I was like, please get off that drug. And everybody doesn't want to be on Coumadin because I have to, you know, I have to go get my blood drawn. I have to do this. And so, well, at least, you know, it's not going to kill you. You know, there is no antidote for Xarelto's side effects. In fact, I had a client pass away. Now, granted, she also had cancer, but she bled to death from a blood thinner because she was constipated one day. And she strained having a bowel movement and she had a bleed in her head. And there is no widely available antidote for that. Coumadin, you can fix if someone starts to bleed on Coumadin. You cannot fix that with Xarelto. There is one drug that does it, but it's not available. It had to be flown in from somewhere. And by then my client was dead. And so I have never been a fan of new drugs. I'm still not a fan of new drugs. I convinced my dad to go get a procedure done to get off of all those blood thinners, which he did, thankfully. So hopefully he can get off this blood thinner soon. So they're not of tremendous benefit. So stick with what's old and known is what I would suggest. So thank you for that comment. That was awesome. And piggybacking on the question before that about how can I clear out these toxins? How can I not get lambasted by all these toxins you're talking about? Well, in 2022, we are launching Faith the Workshops. So I've been really thinking long and hard about how I make this book actionable for people. People love what's in the book. It's very useful. And there are things they can do, but they always want to know more. You know, what do you mean by this? And what do you mean by that? And how can I do this better? So we're launching in 2022 Faith the Workshops. So if you'd like to be part of the announcement, please go to Riobe Integrative Medicine. Riobe is spelled R-I-O-B-E. Integrative is I-N-T-E-G RATIVE medicine.com. Sign up for our newsletter. You will get the first three chapters of Faith to start perusing. I would encourage you to get a copy of the book if you want to participate in the workshops. We have a lot of really awesome things planned for next year to really put you in the driver's seat. You know, I've always said my job is to empower people to take care of themselves. And I think this book is a huge stepping stone in that direction. And the workshops will also help really solidify in people's minds what integrative medicine is and how powerful it can be to empower them to just be who they want to be in the world, right? We all want to live, you know, a good ripe old age and still retain all of our function, right? We don't want to be stuck in a nursing home. We don't want to be sick and feeling horrible all the time. And we see this happening to younger and younger generations. So we have to do something, right? So Faith the Workshops is about turning that tide, empowering people. It is the time of self-responsibility, right? We have to begin to understand what is making us sick, what is costing us all this money, right? Why are we spending so much on our health and not seeing the dividends, right? It's because we're spending money on the wrong things. We're spending money on diagnosing and treating diseases when we should be spending money to prevent them, to prevent the diseases themselves. And so that's, you know, what I hope you will join me in doing in 2022. And this is our last live show for now until 2022. So I want to take this opportunity to say to those who celebrate Christmas, have a merry and blessed Christmas and a happy Hanukkah and a happy Kwanzaa and a phenomenal new year. And I send you many, many blessings until I see you in 2022. Thank you.
Join us next time on Awakened Wellness with Milen Riobe, MD, to learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness. Awakened Wellness airs every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern of each month. Meanwhile, you can join our Facebook page at facebook.com/awakenedwellness and let us know what you'd like to discuss on future episodes. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Riobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit riobeintegrativemedicine.com. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.